Peterson Farm Seeds Groundbreaker Field Day. And he was on the radio a couple days ago, and now here he is again. Carl Peterson joins us. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how's it going, Mick?
Fabulous. Yeah, the other day, day before yesterday, we talked about eliminating the barriers to being, well, a better farmer or the higher yields that guys can do if they know what to do.
Absolutely, and that's what this field day is about. Honestly, that's really what our company is all about. We want to help farmers raise their yields, and that's what we're focused on every day. But more particularly here, that's what all of the presentations that we've got set up, all of the different programs are designed to help farmers raise their yields.
Now, you and Nolan are in the technology tent, and what have you talked about so far today?
Well, so Nolan's giving an update on what's happening with the UAVs, the little drones and stuff that we're flying, and some of the things that we're seeing that are actually practical, things that you can make decisions on that. I'm going to talk about our nitrogen program on our farm. You know, we always would apply all our nitrogen spring or fall one time, and then, you know, we've learned that that's costing us huge dollars, so we're changing that. I'm talking about how we're changing that and how that's affecting our bottom line to seriously positive point, and then the things that we're doing to try to learn how to do that better.
All right, so the split nitrogen application, maybe you know, at least twice, huh?
Well, yeah, but based on not just a static model. So we used to say, okay, well, what's your yield goal? Well, I want to grow 175 bushels of corn, so you need 1.1 or whatever the number was, apply that much nitrogen. And that was good as far as it goes, but we know that every season is different, right? Some years you don't have the possibility of getting that many bushels. A year like this, what we're seeing is, you know, with organic matter in the soils, with enough moisture and a little warmer temperature than averages, we're seeing more mineralization in the soil, so you don't need to apply as much. So I think that's a key to profitability. You know, farmers are all very much concerned, and rightfully so, about cutting their costs in this kind of a down economy. And, you know, honestly, I don't spend any time at all thinking about how I can cut costs per acre, because I don't sell acres. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm going out of business, I sell bushels. So I want to raise more bushels so I can cut my cost per bushel that way, and that's what we're focused on.
All right. Well, that's just one of the things to learn today. That's the technology tent. What are the other tents down the line?
Well, so we have a young lady here, Brandy, who's talking about cover crops. That's something that, you know, it's been big across the country, but it's fairly new in this area, especially in the corn bean rotation. We're not able to get out there because it's a little muddy, but we've got some of the cover crop mixes there. Karen Corrigan is talking again about removing yield barriers and soybeans. John McGillicuddy, of course, is back, and everybody is, you know, they want to hear John. They asked me about the layout. I said, well, put John at the far end because I know everybody will walk back. I walk down there, and maybe they'll stop and come into my tent on the way back, right?
So that you know, position management all the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's so much to learn here, and this is, you know, the fact that you give everybody a product catalog for the varieties coming out next year, that's kind of after the fact, it seems to be.
Well, it is. You know, when you look at the products, it's got all of our products from early to late, and every one of those products is the best choice on some farmers' fields, right? But no farmer needs all of those. So, you know, that's really sort of a broad brush kind of a thing. Really what it gets down to is, you know, what problems do you have on your fields and how can we help you solve those? And in those specific fields, that's the most important thing. And you can't do that at a big meeting.
Right, yeah, and the local guy, you know, more than likely your neighbor who's selling Peterson Farm Seed is the guy that's going to be able to help you make those choices.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Whether you're now in southern Minnesota, eastern, southern South Dakota, eastern North Dakota, and your footprint's getting bigger every year.
Well, we're working at it. We're not trying to, spread rapidly, but you know, we sell, this is how it's been since we started, right? We started in business, we sold some seed to our neighbors, and you know, they would tell their neighbors and they became our friends and customers as well, and so on and so forth. So our neighborhood is getting a little bit bigger, but that's still the model. Mm-hmm. We sell to our friends and neighbors and take it from there.
Yeah, a guy walked up to me, introduced himself. I never met him. You probably don't know him. From over in West Central Minnesota, just wanted to shake my hand. He grew up watching me on TV, and he said, "Yeah, we started raising Peterson soybeans." And wow, he just said, "Wow."
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
So yeah, that's you're slowly expanding, but it's neighbors. telling neighbors.
Right. And, of course, you know, in order to help our customers raise their yields, we need to help them solve the agronomic issues. You know, weed resistance is a huge issue. We've been talking about weed resistance longer than anybody in this region because we saw it coming, and we said, this is something that our customers are going to have a big issue with. Let's get on the front side of that. And honestly, when we were first talking about Liberty Link, you know, 6-7 years ago, everybody's like, yeah, I don't want to talk about that. But now that the problem is here, you know, everybody wants to talk about that, right? And so, you know, Adam is going to be talking about, or has been talking about, Liberty Link, sure, and Roundup Ready, sure, and Extend, which is coming hopefully this spring with Chemistry Register, absolutely, but also Enlist and Balance and the other things that are coming, because we're going to need all those tools in order to manage resistant weeds as we go forward. And so let's get after it. Let's learn what, everything we can. And as an independent company, we're not tied to any one system. We don't have somebody, you know, in St. Louis or Indianapolis or someplace telling us this is what you're going to do. We're able to look out across the landscape, visit with our customers and our friends and our neighbors and go, you know, this is what I think my customers are going to need. So let's go that direction.
And the fact that you have that relationship with every genetics trait out there, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And that's something that, we've been talking a little bit about, you know, plot days over the years. You know, we've had a lot of growth since we started, and we've gotten to the point now where, you know, in the grand scheme of things in the United States, you know, we're a pretty tiny company. But for soybeans and corn in this area, we are important enough to those suppliers that, you know, we can get around the table and say, hey, you know, this is what my customers need. What have you got? As opposed to being dictated to by somebody.
Yeah, well, it's options. That's what life is all about, huh?
Absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely right. But then it's also providing some direction and some help so that people can sort through those options, right? Because otherwise, you know, you got all these options and, you know, you don't know what to get, right? It's like going into 57 flavor ice cream store. You know, there's too many choices.
Yeah, all you want is the one, the right one.
Yep.
All right, well, John McGillicuddy is here. Karen Corrigan is here. You've got the Spray and Pray coming up at 4
that'll
o'clock.
Be coming up at 4. That's an amazing, we've had him before. He's, you almost kind of go, that can't be real. That he can shoot that well.
Yeah. Well, a lot of farmers like, and hunting season's coming, so let's watch somebody who can really do it well.
That's right.
All right. It's one of the great things out here at Peterson Farm Seed Groundbreaker Field Days going on through the afternoon. Carl, thanks for having us out.
You bet. Thanks for coming, Mick.
You're welcome.